of the companies we work with, and some of the vendors, they won't let it.
Hello, Able Carpet. This is Renee. How can I help you?
Hi, Renee. I'm looking for Eddie. Is he available?
No, he isn't. May I take a message?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
My name is Steve. I'm calling from Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone number is 858-779-0932.
And what can I tell him this is concerning?
I was just trying to follow up with him on an offer I sent out. It was based on some prior financing that he did with Aztec a couple of years back. I don't know if that rings a bell or not, but.
Yeah, okay. Alrighty. So like truck-mounted systems and things like that, is that what you're saying with the Aztec?
Well, just out of curiosity, I was going to ask you if he's not available. Is there anybody that like helps him with the financial decisions?
Well, I mean, I do the finances, so I'm just.
Oh, you do?
I remember Aztec, you know, so we just got
perfect.
Through paying that loan off. So, but
okay.
he might be. I know he's looking at another piece of equipment. So you're just alone.
Oh, okay.
So I will tell him that you're available.
Cool.
Aztec, and 858-779.
Uh huh. 0932.
Okay, got it.
And
all right, I will explain to him about that, okay?
Sure, and just so you know, too, I'm not calling from Aztec. I was just, through the D&B credit profile, I can see that you guys have some good lending history with them. So I'm actually calling from Cardiff. It's a different bank. And so I can see that you guys have some good lending history with them. So I was just seeing if you guys had any kind of need. That's what my offer was that I sent out to you guys. It was through direct mail. I don't know if you guys saw it. I mean, it's through direct mail, so I know they usually go right to the bottom of a trash can, hence my follow-up call. But the offer, since you deal with the finances, the offer was for some equipment or some capital. You guys actually got pre-approved for it. So if he is looking for some equipment or anything like that, I'd be more than happy to help you guys out.
He is looking for something, but I don't know. We get so many good offers.
I'm sure you do.
Our bank and we have a very good credit score and everything is very high, so we don't normally have any trouble getting money, borrowing money, but if I can find something at a very low rate, then,
Oh, yeah, no, I totally understand. And that's another nice thing, too, is that, we don't really, we're not, like, competing with your local banks or anything like that. You don't have to eliminate your local banks that you normally do stuff with to work with us. We're just kind of like a secondary resource of funds, and, we have some good rates and good terms, and that's what we're here for, to get you the best rate and term that you qualify for, and we go from there. I mean, it's nothing wrong with taking a look at, both sides of the table. I mean, if you guys already have a line of credit and things like that, I mean, lines of credit are nice. It's just sometimes they cap out. So I feel like a lot of our customers, they have lines of credit, and they keep them just for, other things. But if you guys are ever trying to, like, bring on equipment or anything like that, lines of credit are really not a good way to do equipment. Equipment financing is usually the best way. It's kind of more of like your typical conventional loan, like the smaller terms shorter rates.
Right, I understand.
Would there be a good?
What about the rates? What type of rates you're talking about?
Well, there's a whole bunch of different things that go into that. It all depends on what you're looking for. I know you guys are looking for equipment, or if he was looking for equipment, our rates, they start in the...
For equipment, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, they start in the mid-single digits. Do you know what kind of piece of equipment that he's looking for?
It's a truck-mounted system.
A truck-mounted system?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, okay.
Same truck-mounted carpet cleaner.
Oh, right on. Okay. Do you know how much that usually runs?
I don't. I think he's maybe... I don't know, 10 to 12, something like that, maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect. Yeah, I mean, the nice thing, too, is that you said that you guys, your credit is really good. So, I mean, if you guys are looking to do equipment, that's what we normally base it off of, is your credit on equipment financing. But if you guys are looking to do, like, working capital, we just base it off of your gross annual sales. So it's a little bit different than a line of a credit. It's kind of similar to a line of credit, but it's really just based off of your gross annual sales, which is really nice. Is there maybe...